Hello and welcome. I'm Daniel.
And I'm Andrew.
We're brothers.
And this is
The Daniel and Andrew Show,
where we give our opinion about movies and TV and movies about a giant lizard facing a giant other lizard facing a big monkey and a moth that we've been watching lately. So,
there's Andrew, how are you doing monkey. Today?
Oh, there's also a little monkey.
Yeah. I'm good. How about you?
I am doing swell. Did you have a good week?
Good, yeah. I finished Dragon's Dogma. So.
Uh-huh. Well, your job, one job put to bed now.
Yep.
Wrapped
it all up.
Yeah.
Fill a DLC.
Yeah, exactly. So you finished that. Anything else fun?
No, nothing super particular, no.
Yeah, pretty much same here. Kind of worked and, I mean, I saw the movie that we're going to talk about more than once.
Why?
Well, I did. I'm the one that does the employee screenings at work, and then so I wanted to see it in a like a premium screen, so that's what it did.
Okay.
So we saw it in IMAX. It's pretty cool. All right, well, let's did you watch anything?
The second half of Invincible is coming out on Amazon. I think that show's really good. It's not finished yet. I think only one episode, unless they did 12, but they did it mid-season on the 8-episode thing. I don't know.
So it's weekly?
Yeah, it's weekly, yeah.
Gotcha. I mean, you watched a whole anime, I think, in a week.
Yeah, I did.
Or at least
watch
the first season.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not as good as my friends were hyping it up to be, but it's decent.
I mean, I can confirm from watching half of the season that, I mean, it's fine, but been there, done that, but I feel like a lot of animes are kind of similar right now. Just like one kind of anime that's popular.
I feel like that show in particular, I mean, it's lacking like a villain. Has like no comedy. So all you're really left with is just like him fighting monsters and
action.
Usually that's fine with me, but I don't think this action's like that amazing. It's definitely decent and better than some anime. Some animes, you know, they put like zero effort.
Yeah, it's called solo leveling. I think my problem with it, I don't think they picked a lane. I think they have it's like violent, like there's blood and stuff, but it's like not violent enough for like one crowd that likes those like really crazy, the nasty animes. Mm-hmm. and then it's not like young for like younger people where it's not bloody or anything. Like they have action, but it's just like, I don't know, cartoony. This one is
what you're saying. Yeah.
I didn't pick a spot. So it's trying to be for everyone, but it's like for no one at the same time. Cause they kind of do like PTSD and stuff like that. But yeah, I don't know. I thought the show was pretty fine.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anywho. All right. You want to talk about some trailers or a trailer on the train?
Yep. One stop here.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't find anything. Trailers, really. But I think CinemaCon is next week, so I think it'll be lots and lots of trailers next time, and probably the time after that, probably won't have enough time to talk about all those trailers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. So the one trailer is Unfrosted.
Yep. A lot of famous people in it for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure, they spent a fortune on it. Not sure why, but.
So Jerry Seinfeld is in it and directs it.
Mm-hmm.
His first directorial thing. So it's like a comedy, pretending to like tell the like real, like it's a, you know, biography or something, but it's obviously a comedy, like a satire, trying to put out the Pop-Tart, or, you know, like that kind of breakfast food. I mean, the trailer I thought was funny. It's like the who's who of comedy right now, pretty much. Like every stand-up that you can like kind of think of is kind of in this. Well, I mean, the white ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know, it looks pretty good to me, but I don't know. Could be good, could be horrible.
Honestly, I'm not super jazzed of what leads they picked, so it's pretty hard pass for me.
Seinfeld, Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah, pass.
All right. I don't know. I thought it looks decent.
Looks fine. It just looked like they had that one Don't Look Up or whatever, where there's just like a bunch of people that are in it.
Yeah, well, that was an Oscar, like an Oscar movie. That's what they were going for. With like DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of, you know, it's star-studded in the comedy-ness, like actual like people you think they're in a,
hopefully it gives them their money back, because you know I'm sure that wasn't cheap. I'm sure Seinfeld himself isn't cheap, so.
Yeah, well, I think he has a deal with Netflix. It's a Netflix movie, so
yeah,
comes out in May. I don't know, I'll probably check it out. If I probably will have Netflix still.
Yeah, it just makes some horrible choices on the movies that they purchased to buy and stuff. Like that,
I think
Heart of Stone was horrible.
Yeah, I don't know if they bought that or made that, like, you know, but I mean, I didn't watch it, but I heard it was bad, so you know,
it was real bad. I don't think. It was so dumb.
I don't think I've watched a Netflix movie in a hot minute.
The last one was probably Extraction.
Yeah. And I thought it was fine. Extraction 2.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the Netflix level there. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, Red Notice, that's a great movie.
And, yeah, exactly. They pay way too much money for these.
Red Notice,
some great movies,
really good. What, it just came out with Damsel, and I heard that didn't
hear that was very bad good. Too. I mean, it looks so dumb in the trailer. I don't look like the most uncompelling story I've ever heard of.
I mean, you watched a Rebel Moon, and I mean that's Zack Snyder, at Zack Snyder-iness.
Yeah, that movie was pretty bad as well.
And there's just the next one's coming out very soon, I think.
Yeah.
The second one, the long movie. And people are like, maybe the second part will, you know, really.
Nah, it's going to be bad.
No, it's not. People love the Snyder Cut. It's like, it's just longer version of that bad movie.
It's just, they're going to be asking the same thing. Give us the full version of Rebel Moon.
Yeah. Yeah, can't wait. And get an 8-hour cut or something of the whole thing.
Probably.
And people will be like, this is amazing, so much Dude better.
Needs to make what he's paid to make. Keeps trying to do like a rated R movie in a PG-13 setting, and it just ends up being stupid.
I don't know. Really, to be honest, Zack Snyder, in my opinion, has only made one really good movie, and that's 300. And even that's not even like a fantastic movie.
So, yeah. I have a feeling he didn't write that one. I don't know.
Zack Snyder?
Sure.
Oh, probably not. I think that was based on a book or something, like a comic.
I feel like he's good at like the filming and stuff, but like he should just not write anything.
Yeah, he wrote it. It's based on a graphic novel, 300.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I can't think of any movie that I was like really blown away by that he made. I've never seen Dawn of the Dead. I heard it's decent. Anywho, all right. So that's that one Netflix trailer there. So, Andrew, I know you've been really clamoring for this, and you're going to get it. It's a Freaky Friday 2 with Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan returning.
Really? The same people?
Same people.
What does Lindsay Lohan have kids now in the thing, and then they do it?
I have no idea.
They do a triple swap.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, I watched the one with the
family.
With Andy. Yeah.
Andy. Yeah. At Helms.
Yeah. And that was pretty cringe. I don't know. I can't remember if I finished it.
I think that was when you watched like half of it or something and you were like, yeah, I'm probably not going to go back to it.
Yeah. I got all those movies. There was a movie with Mark Wahlberg that was like a family movie, and it was on one of the streaming services. Man, that movie looks bad too.
Yeah.
I don't think it was Netflix.
Amazon, maybe.
Yeah, he was like a spy or something. It was bad.
Mark Wahlberg also only makes great movies now.
I mean, he's never really been like the king of making good movies, but yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that dog movie that he just made is kind of a flopperoo, so. I mean,
most dog movies are.
Yeah. Anyway, cool. So, not interested really from your immediate change of subject. All right, cool. Would you want to watch a movie? Robert Zemeckis is reteaming with everybody from Forrest Gump to make another movie. So Robin Wright and Tom Hanks, the writer of Forrest Gump and other critically acclaimed things, they're making another movie out next year called Here.
I mean, Forrest Gump, you know, that's like one of the classic, I don't know,
best picture winner.
Yeah, great movies that will probably be watched for the next, you know, 20 to 50 years. So,
yeah, I mean, I like that movie a lot. That's one of my favorite movies for sure. I mean, that's a movie that I've seen several times and I enjoy it every time. You know, when you would like flip past it on TV, you'd be like, I could put this on. It's a good movie. So, and it looks like this is another movie that's going to take place over a long period of time. with Tom Hanks and Robin Wright, I think are going to be like together in the movie. And like their lives, I guess, with and family and stuff. I mean, I'm a little worried because Robert Zemeckis also has not made anything really good recently. So we'll see how that goes.
Sure, I'll do fine, but I'm sure it's going to be an Oscar bait movie.
Yeah, probably.
You don't put that team together and not try to go for something, you know.
Story travels through generations, capturing the human experience in the purest form. So you got the two leads, Paul Bettany, Michelle Dockery, and then a bunch of nobodies, pretty much. The writer wrote, he wrote Forrest Gump. He wrote the screenplay for Dune, Killers of the Flower Moon, Curious Case of Benjamin Button, A Star is Born. So, I mean, it's pretty good movies. So, good team behind it. Hopefully, it can be as good as Forrest Gump. Actually expected to come out Thanksgiving.
Pretty soon.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is definitely an Oscar bait movie for sure, based on that release date. Okay, cool. I mean, I'm going to watch it probably. I've seen even Robert Zemeckis has, like I said, not made some great movies recently, but I've still watched it. The one with Steve Carell. You remember that movie? It's like Welcome to Marwin or whatever, with like the little, he has his little like dolls.
Dick figure things.
Yeah.
I never saw that.
I didn't watch Pinocchio because I heard it was not good. The live action one.
Yeah, I tried to watch that and it was extremely boring.
Yeah. I watched The Witches, which is Roald Dahl book and Anne Hathaway. She's like they're like ladies that are witches and they're like gross or whatever, but they wear like wigs and stuff. It's a Roald Dahl book, so it's weird and you know.
I've never seen that. Yeah. Or heard of it.
It came out in 2020. It was like one of those ones where Warner Brothers like had a bunch of movies that they did that year and they had them all on Max. Yeah. I didn't think that movie was that bad. Octavia Spencer, Anne Hathaway. I don't know. We'll see if how that does. And then... I know you were really wanting to continue the franchise of Final Destination. Final Destination 6 is set to come out next year.
I mean, it's about the same as Scream, so it's like, whatever, people keep watching them, even though they're all bad movies, so.
I wouldn't say they're all bad movies. I would say there's a couple of good ones in there. Final Destination, the first one's actually like a decently made. I mean, the concept was good. We've seen all of them. I think I know I've seen all of them, and I think you've seen all of them too.
A Final Destination? No. I've seen one.
There's one with the roller coaster with Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Okay. There's no way I've seen all of them.
Do you remember the roller coaster one?
I know it's like there's like a bunch of people get on the roller coaster and he's like, don't get on it.
She says to get off and then they, because she sees them all die or whatever.
And then the first one is
the plane.
Okay.
There
was also one where there's like a log truck.
Yeah, they're on a bridge. That's three of them. You know three?
I don't remember the plane one. I only remember those.
The first one is they're all on a plane. He goes, get off the plane. And then they, because he sees them all die on the plane crash or whatever. Okay, so yeah, I think we have. Or maybe the second one you've seen? I don't know. Anyway, there was one called The Final Destination, which was the fourth one. And then they made a fifth one. And now there's the sixth one.
You know, they drop something down the dishwasher.
The
dishwasher, the sink. And
he sticks his hand in there. That's the second one. I think you've seen like at least three of them. Because we watched when the fifth one came out, appreciate
it. I mean, those movies just go, I don't remember that.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're making another one. It's pretty much the Who Parade in this movie, as most of the other ones were. There's usually like one person that is like a quasi star in it, and then it's just like, I don't know who any of these people are. The lead of this one is the girl who played Star Girl on the CW shows, which I never even watched Star Girl. I never got through that. It's just a superhero girl.
Who's Star Girl? I don't even know who that is.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, like I said, semi-famous. And then Tony Todd, who's the guy who's like, I am telling you that death is coming, and he's in the other ones.
Okay.
But one of the people, I looked up the cast, one of the guys, he was in Sandlot 2. I was like, I've seen this guy before. It's because he's a Sandlot too. So that's
I've never seen that movie.
That's the level of star we're dealing with here, Sandlot 2 guy.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I remember watching that. We had that movie on DVD. Anyway,
I don't think so. But
we did. We definitely did. It probably came with a 2-pack or something of that movie.
Okay. Take your word for it.
You should, because I know I'm right. Anyway. All right, cool. Well, that was all the news that I had.
All righty. Well, let's get to the king of reviews here.
Sure. This week we're talking about Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire.
Yep, the new empire. Not sure where that empire is, but there's a new one.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yep.
He is the king, Kong. So I like these last two movies because they focus more on King Kong. I mean, I think Godzilla is fine. I know people are like, this movie has such an uphill battle after Godzilla Minus One. Well, the problem with that for me is I thought Godzilla Minus One was fine. Like, it was a good, like a decent movie, but people are like, good, I love it. The human characters were amazing. And I thought it was fine. I mean, I think people just liked Godzilla being Godzilla again.
I don't know. These movies have always been written by a 5-year-old, so
yeah,
I don't know why people are like think Godzilla's the craziest thing around or something.
Well, I liked Kong Skull Island, and I liked the last one, and I liked this one. So
I've seen Kong Skull Island. That's it.
Well, were you, I guess you weren't lost at all with this, or you're just taking what I was coming from?
I needed to know the backstory of Godzilla and, you know, when he scratched his butt last.
Not saying that at all.
It was definitely, the other movies are not needed. I can piece it together, or, you know, I could just turn my brain off like everyone else in the theater.
Yeah, you were like, they're inside the earth. Cool. No problem. Moving on.
Yeah. They're doing an Inception with the world on top of itself. Very cool.
I mean, I remember in the last movie, I was like, this is weird. but then they were fighting each other. So I was like, okay, we're good.
Yeah.
I mean, and then that's kind of what happens in this one.
Pretty much.
I mean, I don't think Rebecca Hall can lead a movie like this. I think she's fine.
I mean, all of the characters in this movie are so throwaway, like, who even cares? And then you've got your typical, oh, that's crazy kind of guy. And then you got the one who's like wild and can handle anything thrown his way. Like, it's like the most typical cast.
I did like Dan Stevens in this movie. I was like, I don't know if I'm feeling it in the beginning. But then I was like, okay, I think I like this character.
Is that the whole crazy? That's crazy.
That is the Australia guy.
Okay.
I think Australian, British? I don't know. I think it's Australian. Maybe it was British. Who cares? Whatever. Dan Stevens, guy from Downton Abbey. Guy was in Beauty and the Beast. He was the Beast in Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, okay.
Brian Tyree Henry, who's in Eternals and Bullet Train, is the podcast guy. He's in the last one. So the thing I like about this movie is that they shaved down the casts. So, Andrew, if you thought there's too many people in this movie, imagine the last movie had twice the cast. And you were like, why are you in this? There's too many people. Millie Bobby Brown and Kyle Chandler. So the last one, they had like the people from the other Godzilla movie in it.
Mm-hmm.
The other Godzilla movies, sorry. There was multiple. And you were like, and then you had like the people about Kong and stuff. And there was just like 1,000 people talking about big monsters. So this one, they decided to get rid of half of the characters, bring on a couple new characters, and just have them be like, we're a big group instead of like all these people coming together.
Yeah.
That's why he's like, we saved the world last time together, whatever, but Brian Tyree Henry had like 4 other people that he was with in the last one that they were just like, eh. I think if you saw the last one and you saw this one, you would be like, okay, good. They like shaved it down. Last one was like 2.5 hours. This one was less than 2 hours. I think this one is a better version of the last one in pretty much every way, other than maybe some of the fighting. I think Godzilla versus Kong had, I mean, the best fights with the two of them, I think. There is one.
I thought this was plenty.
No. Yeah, I'm saying, the last one. They're
just saying the last one had better action. Is what you're saying.
Well, because the two of them fight multiple times, and it's just them two. It's not like a billion other things happening. Mm. There's one where they're fighting on like aircraft carriers, and they're like jumping across, and then Godzilla like shoots his little beam through the aircraft carrier. It's pretty awesome. Anyway. I thought this movie was good. Overall, most of the comedy doesn't hit, but I think I laughed a couple times.
I didn't laugh at any of the comedy bits, but I did laugh at just how goofy some
ridiculous
of this movie is.
Yeah. Who doesn't like a good suplex? A monkey.
Yeah, suplex. That was so stupid. And then Kong is just using, you know, the baby Kong as a nunchuck.
Yeah.
Like, I was laughing so hard at that.
I don't know. I mean, this for me is like a Fast and Furious movie. I know what I'm getting into at this point, and I'm having a good time. And there's a bunch of characters.
I'd definitely say it's on the level of goofiness.
Yeah.
As Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah. I called the little one Diddy Kong, because it's from, I just thought of Diddy Kong all the time.
Okay, Diddy Kong, Baby Kong.
Baby Kong, yeah. Diddy Kong was good. I mean, the best part was the monsters in this. I mean, and they don't speak English or anything. They don't talk. They conveyed a story through just like their face and stuff, which I liked. I thought that stuff was good. Honestly, when they went back to the humans, I was kind of like, okay, well, wait till the monsters are back.
Yeah. Pretty much. I feel like this movie could almost work without them entirely.
Without the humans? I agree. Yeah. I think they could have had less of the humans and then more of them going to find other monkeys and, stuff like that. More the battles with the, Godzilla versus other things could have been longer and had less human stuff. I would have been okay with that. I thought the little human stuff was fine though. Other than one scene where it's just like, here's exposition. Telling you about the villain in this movie and stuff like that. But it was just very like, here's the plot. It's all contrived just to, put together and then have them fight. So, I mean, it's fine. I don't know if I love the music just for the sake of having like a catchy song. Lots of movies are doing that nowadays anyway, but it was just like, here's 5 seconds of a 80s song and then it's over. It's like, they just want to have like the little needle drop and then it was over. I was like, actually have the song or don't, Ruby.
I don't even remember what specific instance you're talking about. So
there's several times where like a song starts, like when they go into the Hollow Earth or whatever, they're like, let's get some tunes on, bom, 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 ba-do, and then they go in and then the song's over.
Okay.
I was like, what? Just have like orchestral music or have them like flying through and have the music playing. It's like they just want to do like a little, catchy song. And they did it other times too, where it was like 30 seconds of a song instead of playing a whole song.
I'm telling you, I didn't even notice. So, but I believe you.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. So we got some new monsters in this one, which we can talk about. And so the villain is an orangutan. Scar King, and they have like a secret weapon that they go with. I think
Kung Fu Monkey. Like, you got his name wrong.
Kung Fu Monkey, Cranky Kong. There's a lot of different Donkey Kong monkeys that I could do. I don't know if I should say that these are spoilers or not.
Yeah, I don't think you should spoil anything.
Okay.
We could just go into this. We'll talk about spoilers, I guess. Probably won't be very long, but
I don't know if there's any other overall things. Oh, the kid's fine. She was in the last one. She's from Skull Island. She did fine. She's deaf, and so they're signing, and she can sign to Kong, and Kong knows what she's saying.
Yeah, Kong knows that language.
Kong's pretty smart.
Yeah, he also speaks Japanese.
He does?
Yeah, he just doesn't. No one knows Japanese, so he doesn't use it. So.
Oh, okay.
He's really smart.
That's how that works, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. We can get into spoilers here.
Do you want to give a rating?
Oh, yeah, we can give our ratings. What's your rating?
thinking like a 7 or like a 6, somewhere in between there.
I'm at a 7. I'm at a 7. I mean, I enjoyed this movie more, like quite a bit. This movie is also doing really well. Predictions were 45 to 55 million. It made 80 million in the first weekend.
Well, it's spring break, right?
I think spring break was over, but, well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it isn't.
I think there's a bunch of kids at the theater today, so I assumed it was spring break.
Maybe spring different break for us. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I had a good time. I wanted to see it in a big screen, so I think it's going to do well. I thought it was pretty good. Yeah, I'm at a 7. You know, if any of the human characters were really good, I might have been higher, but you know, I thought it was pretty decent movie. Cool. All right, let's get into some spoilers. So so they go to so Kong is like trying to find more apes because he's lonely in Hollow Earth. There's some monkeys that attack him. The Diddy Kong comes up and attacks him. There's a little swerve there where you think he's going to be like friendly and then he bites him. Dad turned to me and he was like, that little monkey's kind of a dick. Like when he's trying to ambush him with the water lizard thing.
Yeah.
Godzilla or Kong has his big axe thing from the last movie. Which is like has like I think it's Godzilla's scale or something, or like the whatever that material is. Anyway,
yeah, it's a thing. It's a shinier thing, so it's a lightsaber. It can block missile blasts,
kind of. It's also just a toy seller, but
yeah,
true. I mean, I think that them using their weapons is kind of cool. But yeah, they have the little axe thing, and then it's like the same material as the little pointy, I don't know what you call it, dagger thing that the Scar King uses as his little end of his whip, and it controls Shima, which is a new Titan character. It's like ice beam powers. Yeah. Just ice gods.
Whatever 5-year-old monster they came up with, you know. You know, it was written by a 5-year-old. They're like, and this one is on 4 legs and it shoots ice.
Yeah.
When Godzilla, he shoots like fiery stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's being controlled by Whip Monkey, and then they're gonna fight. Mm-hmm. And then what's crazy on top of that, we're gonna turn off the gravity.
Yeah.
They're gonna fight in the air.
Yep. I don't know. It all sounds good to me. I don't know about you.
It was fine. Yeah.
It was. Is he using him to control scale? I forgot. Kong hurts his tooth is bad, so he gets a new fake tooth that's like really strong, but that never comes up again. Like it comes up, but it like it's not. He doesn't use it to bite through anything or anything.
Use it as some brass knuckles or something.
I was wondering what I thought it was gonna like that whip thing. I thought he was gonna break it with his teeth, and he's like, because Scar King was laughing at him, like, he's like, you know, sucks teeth or whatever. I thought he was gonna break the whip with it, but no, Godzilla breaks the whip with just bites it and breaks it. So it's like, I didn't understand why he got the tooth.
The tooth was there because they needed to bring him back to the humans for whatever reason.
bring back the humans. That's a good point. Oh yeah, and then Kong, so because of the frost, the beast's beam thing or whatever, it gives him frostbite on his arm, so they give him,
fix arm shop.
Yeah, he's like, give me a second, I'll be literally right back. He walks all the way back to the place and
when he defuses the ship. But yeah, there's just conveniently a ship that can fly the arm there, even though that ship was never there. Must have been in the storage unit next to the arm.
That's what I'm saying. Almost like he's like, I'll be right back. Like before the time she finishes her little like paragraph of dialogue, he's back. I was like, did you tell him the story really slow? Or
he left while she was telling the story and he was like listening in on the radio.
Yeah, I was very confused. I was like, why? I guess there was a time pass here, but it looks like exactly the same time. So
yeah, not to mention the bad guys are coming at that point, but they take their sweet time getting there.
I think they're showing like at the same time this stuff is happening, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, that part I was like, what? I was very confused at that part, but I think they realized the last one was too long and they're like, we gotta chop this, you know, make it a little more snappier.
That was by far the right choice.
Sure. I agree. I think it's better that it is shorter. And you still got lots of good action. So the little girl is seeing, visions or whatever. And it was a distress call from people like the tribe that's on Skull Island, but you know they're not on Skull Island. They're
and for some reason only the Skull Island girl can wake up
Mothra.
Yeah, Mothra. For some reason, I'm not really sure why, but
because it's the girl that we follow. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. So she goes up and does her thing, and then she's just like all powerful, and it's just like, Godzilla, you need to go stop being a butthead. You need to go do some work. Mm-hmm. Get to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I thought all the designs for all the creatures were pretty cool. I liked Godzilla's upgrade of being pink because he killed another Titan and took the radiation or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Different radiation. Yeah.
I mean, I liked King Kong's robot arm. He has a bumblebee arm.
Yeah.
I thought the frost or ice Shimo looks pretty cool. Scar King looked cool. I think that whip was pretty interesting. There's some different weapons here.
Yeah.
I thought the fighting was pretty good. I thought it looked pretty good. The guy getting eaten by a tree was fun. You knew something like that was going to happen. When he's like, wait, and he's like, I don't need you. Blah, blah, blah.
I'm the leader.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Do what I say.
And I was like, well, that guy's not from the last movie, and I've never seen him before, so no, he's not going to last.
Character right there.
Yeah, exactly. Just some dude.
We need an elite team of a girl, our boss, essentially.
She said you just put together a team. She didn't say it had to be a great team, just a team. But we'll send the person who's has the most knowledge about it on a mission that she could die, and then we wouldn't have like the knowledge anymore.
Yeah And the vet guy also knows how to fly the plane,
I guess.
Because before the other guy was flying the plane, dead.
That's a good point. There was that, yeah, he was like, when he brings, does the tooth extraction or whatever, there's like another guy flying it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was the same guy or not.
Just had down autopilot.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they like camouflage to be with the birds or whatever, the electric birds or whatever. What are they called? Zapdos?
Yeah. Yeah, Zapdos is just like, oh, he's yellow too. Must be one of us.
Yeah. No, he's electrical too. They had an electrical signal up there.
Oh, right.
Camouflage, man.
Yeah.
Camouflage in all aspects, as well as yellow stripes, you know.
Yeah. The thing is, like, these monsters are smart, but then they're just like, oh, my yellow spray paint has now completely camouflaged
I think he's saying they're not coming after him. They're trying to say, like, we're not coming after you kind of thing. I don't know.
And then he makes them come after him somehow. They don't really
They don't have yellow on.
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously. Come on.
Yeah. So they chased him all the way there. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it works, man. Yeah. Like if I put on some clothes that you would normally wear, they'd be like, hey, that's Andrew, right? That's how that works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And then when you are just your regular clothes, then people just chase after you.
Yeah, just that's so exactly true. They want to shoot me in the face if I wear my regular clothes. That's how that works. What was your favorite monster of these of the monsters? There was quite a few of them to choose from in this one.
The tree.
Oh, the tree. Good one.
Yeah, I mean, they all just blend together. I probably will have forgotten this movie in a couple years.
Yeah. I liked the beginning of this movie where Kong rips open that thing to make all the like wolf's things run away. And then it's like Shrek when he
gets a bunch of goop on him
or whatever. But Shrek likes it to shower, but Kong's like, I gotta go take a shower. And he like goes to like a spring.
He goes like a waterfall or something.
Yeah. Yeah, wait. Yeah, whatever. Waterfall. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, I guess.
I like the stuff where it's just the monsters.
He just like also has traps literally all over the place.
Yeah, you know? I was trying to remember that was like Rambo. I was thinking more like Home Alone. But yeah, I liked how he had like his little, he knew he had stuff set up just in case.
Yeah, he's just the best Yu-Gi-Oh master around, you know.
You've activated my trap card. I was like, what does that mean? I was like, oh yeah, I got it. Who doesn't like a good trap card, man? And Yu-Gi-Oh, that's something I haven't thought about in a while.
Yeah. Now there's no more pyramids in the world. And
oh, yeah. They fought through the pyramids. That was awesome.
It's just like every like movie where there's big monsters or even like Transformers, they like blew up the pyramids too. Like,
well,
you have to visit the pyramids if you have
I don't
big
think
people.
They blew up the pyramids in Transformers, but
they were fighting at them.
They didn't care at all. Like all these people, complete collateral damage, just like people getting destroyed and buildings getting thrown and pushed through.
Yeah,
and you can
just millions dead.
All those people were dead. Someone definitely got killed by a giant tooth getting punched out of a monkey's mouth. But I did like how they were like, they seemed relative size, and then when they went to the human world, obviously, or like the, you know, surface, like you could see the humans are like teeny tiny, and like the monsters are enormous in comparison. Yeah. Even like Diddy Kong was like huge in comparison.
I feel like Kong got bigger since Kong Skull Island. Like just maybe in one of the movies
so.
He got bigger. Or he
I don't
older.
Think so. There's a, you know, in there's like posters of Kong like blocking out the sun and like the helicopter's coming. Kong is big. Kong is bigger. Like these, this new one, Kong is bigger than like old school, you know, where he's like slightly bigger. This one, he's like, they're huge. I mean, the monsters are enormous in this.
Yeah.
Which I like. All right. So would you recommend seeing this in the theater? I would. I think this is definitely theater worthy.
I don't know. If it's cheap, I don't know where you want a movie to watch, sure. But I don't think it's like you need to see this movie before it's out of theaters.
I think it's worth seeing in the theaters. I think seeing it at home won't be quite the same.
Yeah, I mean, I this isn't a necessary watch by any means. I don't even recommend that you need to see the movie. It's just, if you've got a weekend and you want something to do, then yeah, sure. You know, if you want to spend $25 or however much money, go ahead. But it's probably not worth, you know, $30 or $50 if you're bringing your whole family or something. But I will say, when I was leaving the theater, one of the kids was like, that's like my number one movie of all time now. So
I think this movie is fun. I mean, I feel like going to a movie and just having like a good time is less and less happening, less and less, because movies that are just fun are also nowadays just like absolute garbage. Like they just think you're an idiot because you like fun movies. So you're just a big moron and you'll take anything. I mean, I think there's at least some level of care in this and these movies. I mean, there's a semblance of a plot and the characters are fine, you know? I don't know. I think that these are better. And yeah, I mean, if I was a kid, this would be awesome. I would be like, this is the best movie ever. I agree with that kid.
I feel like you could watch it at home and a kid would still enjoy it.
So. I mean, a kid would enjoy it, but I think this is a fun, I think just like, I mean, like a dinosaur movie or whatever. It's like fun to see on a big screen with the loud sound and, you know, I thought it was fun. I mean, I had a good time and there's people reacting to the movie during the movie around me, people excited and.
Yeah, I'm not saying people aren't enjoying the movie. I'm just. Like, when it comes down to what I spend my money on and how expensive it is to see movies on the weekend at an IMAX and stuff, yeah. I just don't think it's worth the price point. But
yeah, I mean, I think it's worth it. I see what you're saying. I just think it's worth the theater experience for a movie like this is fun.
Going on a Tuesday or something, you know, get the cheap movie.
Yeah, get the cheap day. I mean, yeah.
I didn't realize my theater does that. So I might start going to see these movies on Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah, most theaters, it's kind of Tuesday. Is like
it was $10 for me and Laura to see this movie today.
Oh, sweet. That's cool. I spent a lot more.
I bet. If you did you see it with people, did you pay for them too?
I saw it with Dad, me and Dad.
Yeah, so that was probably like $40 for like IMAX or something between. So, I know you guys got popcorn.
Regular one is $17 for IMAX, and then I got a good $2. I said I was a student, so $15 for me.
Wow.
I mean, I have my student ID still from college, so
you'll be like 65. I'm still a student.
Well, you can be 65 at a community college.
Yeah, I know.
So,
it's not very likely, but yeah.
I mean, whatever. I save $2, and I mean, we have like the popcorn things and the drinks or whatever. I mean, I love me a good cinnamon pretzel. Those are good. So I ate one of those, popcorn, drink the whole shebang. Had a good time. Good popcorn movie.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. I think that wraps up our episode. We thought it was a good movie overall. And Daniel thinks you should go see it.
Dude, go see it.
All your friends and your family.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will see you guys on the next one. Until then,
this has been the Daniel and Andrew Show.